Will Smith and Miami. I love that one. There's a proper summer tune, even though it's not so sunny today. It was beautiful yesterday. Where's the sun gone? Hopefully it will make an appearance a bit later on this afternoon. I'm joined now by Brian Chandler, who is, he's the, I guess, the leader of the Asperger's Syndrome Awareness, Brian's advocacy group on Facebook. And he's been on the show before and he's coming back to talk to us a little bit more about Asperger's Syndrome and autism. So welcome, Brian. Nice
Brilliant.
To have you back.
Thank you so much for having me back.
And now remind us what autism and Asperger's Syndrome are.
Okay, to me, Asperger's doesn't have just one definition. It's a variety of different stories and experiences, both positive and negative. So this can range from social difficulties to extraordinary intelligence. I think it's really important to know that once you've met one person with Asperger's and autism, you've met one person. In order to know the condition, you need to know the individual. So I think that's really important to know.
Tell us about some of the positives of the condition.
Okay, awesome. There are so many positives out there. A lot of people just tend to focus on the negatives, but that's not me. So with the positives, so honesty. I remember last time I came onto your show, I spoke quite in depth about honesty, and you said to me,
Does this make it look
like I've got a big butt? And I'm like, no, it doesn't look fine. Actually, no, I didn't. I'm lying to you. I did say it makes you look like you've got a big butt. But honesty, which is a great thing. So intelligence, average to high intelligence. We think outside the box, which is awesome. So we can be creative, reliable. We can focus on one particular task, which is amazing for employment, because if someone wants to hire you, it's great when you can just maintain that focus, get on with your job, and I think that's really beautiful. So we can be perfectionists, we can be stubborn, which can be a good and a bad thing. I'm really, really stubborn. Like, I can have
Me
one...
Too.
Really? It's a good thing though, right? 1,000 people could just tell us one thing, and then I'm just going to do what I want to do regardless of what they say. Non-judgmental, we can be funny, talented, we have a thirst for knowledge, we always like to know more. Curious, amazing. As you can tell, I'm quite prepared. I've got like a lot of...
Oh, see, you've got some notes.
Definitely. So great attention to detail. Like I think I said before that I'd probably notice like the smallest thing, no matter what it was. And it would be really cool. So we have a good long-term memory, but a bad short-term memory. Like for example, once this interview's finished, I'm probably going to forget everything I've just talked about. But in 5 years' time, I'll come back on again when I'm like 30. Oh, gosh, I'm getting really old. But I'm going to come on again in 5 years' time and I'll be like, this is exactly what I talked about and I loved it. It was so, so cool. But afterwards, I'm going to be like, Tom, what'd I say? Because Tom's my friend who came with me, by the way, guys. Even though he's not talking, I do actually want to give a special shout out to him, because this morning I was feeling really, really anxious and he phoned me and he knew that I was anxious and he just wanted to make sure that I was okay. He dropped his plans last minute to come here and be here with me today, so I really want to thank Tom.
Oh,
he's
big
a really
love
good friend.
For Tom, big love. Now you sort of touched upon it a little bit earlier. You wanted we discussed before you came on air that you wanted to talk about Asperger's syndrome and autism in the workplace.
Uh-huh.
What would you like employers to know, and what can they do to make the workplace kind of more autism and Asperger's friendly?
That's a really, really good question, actually. One thing I think is really important to know is when people go for a job interview, they always set out to impress their employer. But I think it's also important for your employer to impress you. It works both ways. So I think for that employer to hire someone with Asperger's would be so, so beautiful, because there are a lot of negative stereotypes and stigmas out there which people don't necessarily realise, and they think that it applies to everybody and it's not true. So I think that just a basic understanding of what autism and Asperger's is, and just knowing that we can offer so much to the world. For example, like I was saying previously regarding the positives, attention to detail. We focus on the tasks that are at hand. We are reliable, punctual. We will get there probably like 5 hours early. It's better to be early than late, and it's really cool. So we can offer such a great thing. There may be some things we'll struggle with, such as maybe answering phone calls, speaking to customers, but then again, it's a spectrum. Once you meet one person with autism Asperger's, you've met one person. So I think that's really, really important to know. And regarding the positives, do you mind if I ask you a question?
You certainly can.
Awesome.
I'm not prepared.
That's all right. No worries. I thought you were going to ask me some. I'm just going to throw a couple of questions out there for you too. But if you put a PS4 game in an Xbox, would it work?
I don't don't know.
It wouldn't work. It would not work. Okay. So basically, if you put a PS4 game in an Xbox, it would not work. But it doesn't mean that PS4 game is broken. It just means it's different.
It's in the wrong place.
Exactly. A different operating system.
That's a really interesting way of putting it. So it's sort of in regards to potential employers sort of making reasonable adjustments for people with autism or Asperger's syndrome.
Definitely.
To almost kind of find the best, you know, as much as they, you know, they'll be a good fit in the company, maybe find the best role for them.
Absolutely. And it's just a little bit of understanding, because there's also things that people with Asperger's can do that people without are unable to do. So we've got like special interests, things that we can really, really focus on. Like mine, for example, is Asperger's, which is why I can ramble on and on and on and on about it. And another one is Britney Spears. So as you can kind of tell, they're both related so much to each other. They're awesome. But I think it's really, really fantastic. So I think more employers should hire people out there with Asperger's and autism, because we can offer so much.
What would you say to someone who has been diagnosed with having autism spectrum condition, mm-hmm. or Asperger's syndrome? What would you say to them about discussing their condition with their current employer, or if they are looking for work, you know, potential employers, you know, what advice would you give to them?
I would just tell them to 100% be themselves, and don't be afraid to talk about what you're going through. It's okay to have Asperger's, it's okay to have autism, and you're beautiful exactly how you are. So I think talking about your condition will not only make your employer see you as an honest, caring individual, I think that would also help you personally see that it's okay to be different. And that's the message I really, really want to get out there, because having Asperger's can also, I want to go like a little bit negative, but not too much. When I was a child and as a teenager, I didn't even know what Asperger's was, to be 100% honest with you. I went through all of my school years not having a clue. I was bullied so, so much by everybody. That, in all honesty, Lily, I really didn't want to be here anymore, yeah, to be completely honest with you. But after discovering social media and knowing there's so many other people out there like myself, I thought, hold on a second, I'm not alone in this. I've got the capability to make a difference, so why not? So I decided to create a Facebook page, and parents and people with the condition message us on a daily basis, and we get so much positivity come through. And that's what we hope. All of us that works on the page just really wants people to know that they're not alone, and that's the most important thing. That's also with employment, there's also a lot of people that have jobs that don't necessarily know that they have Asperger's. They may not have been diagnosed, but it's great. The good thing is, though, that a lot of employers are getting better. It's just we still need to take that little step forward, which makes it even more better than it is now. So, and I hope other people can get the confidence to speak up and just talk about their own experiences in the hope of motivating other people, because we all have a story to share, and I think it's important for people to know.
Thank you. And just remind us again the name of your Facebook page if people want to find out more information.
Sure. So it's called Asperger Syndrome Awareness, and it's fantastic. If you wanted to check that out, feel free. And for anybody listening at the moment, if you have a diagnosis of Asperger's or you're considering getting a diagnosis, and you may want to meet a few new people, because I know we can feel quite socially isolated at times, and sometimes we don't have that many people to socialise with. If you want to message my page and you're local, I would be willing to meet up for you for a coffee or something, you know, just so you've got more people in your life. I'm here for you, and I just really want you to know that.
That's really lovely, Brian. Now, you've chosen a song.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to introduce it?
I would, actually. Katy Perry, Firework. And that's dedicated to all of you beautiful people out there. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting?